Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waist judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book said, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp. Put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says so, I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
And welcome to this Tuesday night on Mega News Nation Radio. We are back on the air thanks to Carmelita. She'll be joining us here in a little bit. Virgil, what's up? How y'all doing?
Can you hear me?
Are you there?
Yeah, we got,
can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Virgil,
I can hear you.
Well, apparently Joseph don't. Can you hear
okay.
Russell, Joseph?
Oh, yeah, I can hear Russell fine. I can hear you now. I called in, so can you hear
okay.
me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you fine now.
All righty. Yeah, I was having some issues with my new phone. So, but anyway, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of craziness going on right now, and everybody's kind of trying to figure out what's going on and what's going down. And we're hearing now that the Joint Chiefs of Staff has now come down testing positive. So, Virgil, I want your opinion. Yours and Russ, what do you think's going on? Do you think there's something to this?
Well, all of a sudden, all these months, this is going on. Nobody in the White House tested positive. All of a sudden, 4 weeks
mm-hmm.
before the election, oh, my God, an outbreak in the White House, this, that, and the other. Can
mm-hmm.
you say black op? Can you say
mm-hmm.
that?
Oh yeah.
I mean, and now they they want to postpone the vaccine. Okay, You come out with the vaccine, okay, well, everybody can walk in and vote now. Sure, we'll get the vaccine when we go vote. Sure.
Right.
Oh, no, we can't have that. We got to have the mail-in ballots that we can throw away and cheat on and all of this here. You know, I mean, this is just as plain as the nose on your face, people. This is a psychological black op to deter you from going to the polls.
Oh, this is what me and Russell talked about the other day on the last show about all this and everything. And I think you missed it when we were talking about a coup, because me and Russell have been studying pretty closely on this with General Mattis and some of the others possibly involved. Russell, I get the feeling that maybe this is what's probably going to plan out, too. What do you think?
Well, most definitely something's cooking and stuff like that. I mean, and an outbreak or whatever you want to call it of this, you know, pandemic, hoax, whatever you call it. And it's not really fair to call it a hoax. The virus is real. And it has killed some people with underlying health issues and stuff.
Right.
But
right.
It's not what it was. We've heard our president just come out and say, man, don't let that dominate you. We've got the shit to fix it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's a prime example. But getting back to your question, it is very strange that this outbreak only affected Republicans. Now, they couldn't get to the president himself, but they got to one of his close advisors, Hope Hicks. So, bang, you got the president go down. And then we have an outbreak in the Senate, but it's only Republicans, and it's three of them. And it's amazing how that popped up there, especially when we're trying to get this new SCOTUS nominee pushed through. Before the election. Now, Mitch McConnell shut down the Senate for 2 weeks, and I was about to go completely apeshit on his ass about that. But their peers are going to push through with it. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you are watching some banana republic shit going on here. It is absolutely a coup happening right before your eyes. And, they had a complete meltdown over the president coming out and going, hey, do not let this stuff dominate your life, man. We've got the stuff to kick its butt. The death rate is way down low. And, of course, none of the media has changed their numbers, even though CDC has come out and said that only 6% of those numbers were actual COVID deaths, which puts it around 12,000. Which is lower than your normal flu losses during the year and stuff like that of the elderly. But we're watching a coup happen unfold this. And now our president just now threw a match on the gasoline. The whole Russia hoax thing is being declassified. Every word of it. Not redaction one. He's ordered it. Boom. It's fixing to hit the streets, man. And this whole thing is fixing to flame up like nobody ever would believe it has, man.
Definitely, because
now these people have not only been exposed, and we know the evidence is there. The whole country and world is going to get to see the evidence of what went on. And, I think he's put Barr in the corner on that, because with this happening stuff now, Barr can't drag his feet any longer. These people need to go down, and we're going to find out who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. Pretty quick, I think. I don't know. What do you
got? And we're seeing it, brother, because right now, it's like you said, Virgil said, all these top Republicans, top officials, suddenly is getting tested positive all the way up to the Joint Chiefs. you know, and everything.
Well,
so, you know,
I can tell you this. Last week, I was in the hospital in Kentucky. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I was taken with congestive heart failure. Okay, as a result of a strain of pneumonia I caught. And how I caught it, I don't know. But I don't know anybody that's been in the hospital. You know those little portable jugs that you
mm-hmm.
urinate in, those portable urinals? Well, I stayed
mm-hmm.
in the emergency room. They brought me in for a CAT scan. They thought I had a blood clot on my lung. That was their first thought.
Mm-hmm.
But they brought me for the CAT, and they waited for the results of the blood work and everything else. And those little things right there between 5 o'clock in the afternoon, they gave me those LASIK shots
mm-hmm.
To get the fluid out of you. Well, between 5 o'clock and 12:30 at night, I filled up 7 of those. And and it was clear as water. And when I got to the room, when they finally checked me into the room, I filled up 5 more. I couldn't even sleep that night. And it pulled the fluid out of me so bad, it pulled all the electric lights out of me so bad, I started cramping up in the bottom of my feet and the legs and everything else. And they tested me for COVID 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of them came back negative.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got back to Louisiana, they tested me again.
Uh-huh.
And they said, you might have been exposed to COVID, which may have caused the pneumonia.
Uh-huh.
But they loaded me up with some antibiotics and stuff, and I'm fine right now. I'm
right.
still a little bit weak, but I can cope with it. I'm getting my strength
right.
back.
I had it back in February,
but,
and it was like a death experience. But you know, I survived it, and I'm doing good.
But recovering was hard. I've got a heart condition. I had a heart attack.
Right.
I've got type 2 diabetes. I'm overweight. And, you know, a lot of those numbers, like Russell said, the 200-something thousand people, that's a miscount. That's a miscount.
Yeah.
That is a total miscount. It might be 50,000
mm-hmm.
if it's that much. But it's being blown out of proportion. It's being
mm-hmm.
used as a political weapon against
mm-hmm.
President Trump, and
mm-hmm.
it's being used to promote and enact voter fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a coup. That's a coup. That is a coup. No doubt about it. Russell is 1,000,000% right about it. It is a coup.
Oh, yeah. And let me tell you something. You know, me and Carmelita, we got some information that we're going to talk about now. She just joined in now and everything. But, you know, this, you know, I was expecting it, but not like this. I mean, really, I wasn't expecting it to be anything like this. But Carmelita and I were talking.
We all expected it. Russell
mm-hmm.
and I have said time and time again, the closer this gets to the election, the worse it's
yep.
going to get.
Yep.
The worst
yep.
it is going to get.
Yep.
And
you haven't seen
shit yet.
Right.
The day after the election, when they're supposed to have to count all of those mail-in ballots and everything, it's going to take months.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take months. And who's going to take this reins? Who's going to take the reins when it surpasses the
Pelosi.
You know, there's Pelosi.
She'll mm-hmm. be dead.
You know?
Well, let me, Carmelita,
I mean,
tell you what we heard Sunday, and she was talking to a guy who worked in the Civil Defense Department, and Carmelita, why don't you tell them what you told me?
He's the VP. He's the VP of the Civil Defense Department. And it was really weird, guys. Okay, first of all, I was all the way up. I decided to go all the way up in the country. My daughter you know, she had major surgery, and then she's finally getting, you know, she's getting around a little bit better. So I don't know this man from Adam, okay? And I had stopped, and all of a sudden, my truck has Trump Pence all over it, okay? And say no to, it just basically has everything on there showing that I represent Trump, okay? And he came up, and he gave me his business card and everything, and this gentleman is a retired Air Force guy. I can actually, hold on, I'll tell you exactly who he's with, because he gave me all his information and everything. He said that people are definitely preparing. It's going to be a bloodbath. After the election, it is going to definitely be a bloodbath. Okay, he is the vice president of the American Civil Defense Association. Okay, this man, he prepares, just let's say he goes out there and he does everything for kind of like similar, he trains people out in the field and so forth. Okay, and he says, look, he says, I'm going to let you know now. He says, you need to go. And he told me to get orange, like, make sure I'm wearing an orange shirt, like, under my cami, whatever, because that's going to be the identifying mark, at least in the Maryland region, okay? And that there are groups all over that are already prepared for what's supposed to take place, not just on October 3rd, but following afterwards. Pelosi, the first thing they're going to do, they're going to do their best to disarm all of us. That is going to be the main object. Pelosi is going to do everything. They're going to do what they have to get the UN involved. That's and Virgil was absolutely right. They're going to try. Okay.
I told y'all that. I spelled that out. I said that's the first thing the Democrats are going to do is call the UN in.
Yeah, they're going to try. Right. And, you know, but I'm telling you right now, the word down here, and this, because I just arrived back here today, okay, I left Maryland earlier this morning. It's going to be short-lived. It really is, okay? I mean, I know we spoke about, you know, this part of the military taking this part of the military taking that. If everybody is noticing right now, okay, so look at it right now. The chief of the Army, Navy, Air Force, they all tested positive for COVID. Have you all been paying attention to that?
Oh, yeah. Today I did, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and they're all working from home. The majority of people have been working from home, okay? The majority of our military personnel was working from home for a good while there. They had them on rotations. They would be brought in. They worked till 12. Then another group would be brought in, yada, yada, okay? I'm telling you right now, the military is preparing for something, okay? I do not believe at this time that it is against us. I don't. I do not believe they're going to be involved in this coup against President Trump. I believe Trump coming out the way he did right now, I do believe, just like the gentleman told me, Mr. Bruce Curley, that's his name, okay? And I'm going to give a shout-out to him because he says this was an attempt assassination against Trump in his administration. Because if you notice, none of the Democrats have tested positive. None of them. And yet Biden was how many feet across from Trump? How many feet was Biden across from Trump?
Right. Well, that's what I said just a few minutes ago in the show, that this was definitely an attack because it was only Republicans and Trump people that were involved. They couldn't get directly to Trump. So they used one of his trusted advisors, Hope Hicks. And I bet you if you could backtrack where she was and what she was doing, you could find your point of contact where she was infected.
And you know you can use that as an aerosol. That virus can be carried through aerosol as well.
You read my mind, Carmelita.
Yeah, it can be carried through
aerosol. Okay.
Yes.
How many public places you go to that have these automatic air fresheners in them? Okay.
Well, the majority of them, especially the restrooms and everything, they have them in place as well.
All right. All right. Now, to a country that has the technical sophistication to build a nuclear bomb, put it on a missile, and can shove it up a Haji's ass from 10,000 miles away through a satellite, don't you think they could find a way to put that virus inside of an aerosol can and put it in public restrooms and public places and spread it out?
Right.
I mean, come
definitely.
On, people.
They do
come
it
on,
at
people.
Fort Detrick. They do it at Fort Detrick all the time because Fort Detrick, which is located
in
Frederick,
Maryland. If you can use an aerosol to kill germs, you can use an aerosol to spread germs.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's what they, and that's what they train. I mean, you guys are familiar with Fort Detrick. You're familiar that they're the ones who make all the viruses and the antiviruses to the viruses.
Here's the interesting thing, Carmelita, about Detrick and stuff. Detrick was shut down safety reasons and stuff like that.
It was a biohazard. One of the labs was compromised. Several of the labs up there was compromised, and they had to shut Fort Detrick down for a while.
Yeah, and they did and stuff. And there are some people that think that that's where I never really bought into it because the China thing is so obvious, but there are some people that believe that that's how some of us had the COVID earlier than what doctors even knew what it was because of the Fort Detrick. Now, I don't know if that's true. I've never been able to verify that. But it would make sense about how the virus got here because the leak in China didn't happen until it went December.
Yeah, they said December or something, and then March is when it all blew up and everything. I know this much.
That's right.
I don't get sick
often. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Think about the timeline. Think about the timeline. Carmelita's hitting the nail right on the goddamn head. Russell's hitting that nail right on the goddamn head. Think of the timeline. Think of ground zero. Think February and March. What is the biggest party going on in February and March in the United States? Mardi Gras in New Orleans, Louisiana. Everybody in the fucking world comes down here.
Right.
Everybody. Yep.
And then goes home.
And don't forget Chinese New Year's,
too.
It was celebrated.
Also, if you remember, that's when the big war on vaping started because there was a breakout of unexplainable respiratory infections and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that whole vaping thing was to cover up leak because they had to have something to blame it on, and it was right around the Fort Detrick area where we had all these kids and stuff getting sick.
It was real bad, guys, because I was still in Maryland then. My friend was stationed at Fort Detrick. I'm telling you right now, and a colonel that I served with, she worked at NIH as well. And you got to remember, I was always going down to Walter Reed. But Walter Reed, you got to remember, they have some of the top virologists there. They really do. And, you know, the media was pushing, trying to get so much other information out of those doctors. They thought they were going to slip up and give out information, which they knew they could not release any PHI on Trump whatsoever. Just because we have all this nonsense going on, we still have HIPAA. We still have the Privacy Act in place until Pelosi steps her little twinkle toes in there, okay? And she's going to do her best to try to fuck things up. I'm going to tell you that right now. But I don't think I'm telling you, it's going to be chaos. It's going to be carnage. You guys, you know that. I mean, Virgil, you know that. Gunny, you know that. Everybody's preparing for the worst. They are. I see it happening all around me and everything else. But Fort Detrick, I'm telling you, they had a bio lab. It was compromised. And they had to shut down for a while there because I was so – in November, okay? Very seldom do I get sick, guys. Very seldom, okay? do I get deathly ill to where I cannot get up out of my bed. And I was running a high temperature. I could not move. It was to the point where my friend, Sarah, she's like, look, I'm going to have my sister come over. I'm going to have her run an IV on you because I'm really worried about you. You're not drinking. You're not doing it. And I wasn't. I felt like I was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you
I remember that.
I was so sick.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a while. Yep, it took me a while, guys, and I got through it.
It took
me 2 weeks.
Yeah,
go ahead, Russell.
I got hit with that about middle of December.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just a cold or whatever like that, man, and kept getting worse, man, and I called in sick. I said, man, so I'm going to take a day or two off, see if I can beat this. Well, I woke up that morning. It was a Wednesday morning. And I thought I was drowning. I mean, it was horrible, man. Fever and stuff like that. So I drug my ass to the ER. They ran flu tests. They ran strep. They ran every test they had there. And the doctors were like, what the fuck? They couldn't figure it out and stuff. They said, we're just going to call it a respiratory infection. And, I forget the name of the antibiotic they gave me. That was a real powerful one. It's kind of red looking. It lights your ass up big time going in. They gave me that. Gave me a huge steroid shots and some real high-end antibiotics. And about 3 or 4 days later, I started feeling better. But I'm telling you, man, it was like probably 3 weeks before I got about 100%.
Yep.
And y'all remember how bad my voice was, man. It took me
six
years to get
my
voice back. Y'all remember that?
Let me ask you this, Russell. Let me ask you this. When you came down with it, did you have abdominal spasms like you had the hiccups, but it wasn't hiccups? It was like muscle spasms in your stomach?
Yep.
Did you have that?
I did.
I don't really remember that. I really don't remember having that, Virgil, and stuff like that. But
okay.
It felt like
you were trying to breathe inside of a 5 gallon bucket of water.
Yeah. That felt like I was.
That's the same thing I had. Same thing. You had pneumonia.
I couldn't. Well, no, they tested me for pneumonia. It was not pneumonia. They tested me for pneumonia. They tested me for flu. They tested me for strep. And the doctor at the ER was just sitting there kind of scratching his head like, well, what the fuck? And Sally, I called Sally. She said, man, what's that antibiotic and stuff? She told me what it was. I told the doctor, I said, look, so this stuff works good on me. And so she picked me up and stuff. But I had headaches. My voice was shot. I was squeaky. And I had in the beginning, I had a cough before it actually got to the 5 gallon bucket stage. I had a cough. It was like a dry cough.
Felt like you had a little feather in the back of your throat. Felt like you had a little feather in the back of your throat, and you couldn't lay down without coughing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Because and with me, when I first had it, I had the body cramps, I had stomach cramps, I had fever, chills, and I couldn't hold down solid food. I could not eat solid foods for about at least a week. And then within about the fourth day of it, and Carmelita could verify it because I called her and told her about it because she was going through this too. I was shitting my brains out for 3 days straight.
Oh, bad. Yeah.
Nonstop.
Bad.
Nonstop. It scared me. It scared me to death.
It scared me too a little bit. It scared me too.
Oh,
even Susan got scared.
Stomach.
Susan drove all the way up to Kentucky.
I had ammonia with mine and everything, but the doctor, we were talking about it, and she said, you know, it's more likely I had the COVID because she didn't know what it was at the time. You know, and I had upper respiratory, I couldn't breathe, I couldn't do nothing.
You know what really bites me in the ass about this whole thing, man? All that biological warfare training we went through, man, mob fucking masks, fucking NBC suits, man, all that shit. Man, and you know what? It turned out that all we really needed was a fucking cloth or a paper mask, and we would have been just fine.
Sarin gas throw on your Home Depot dust mask. Yeah, okay.
Right.
You know.
Hey, I wanna give a shout out to somebody.
I wanna give a shout out to somebody too, when you get done.
I got a young lady I've been talking to for a couple of days. We call her a convert because she was a liberal, full blown liberal. She joined the Trump side about 3 months ago. She's just barely learning everything and stuff. So we're helping her out, and I want to give a shout out to Sierra, who's our new listener. She's actually just texted me now, and she's listening in. So I want to say hello to her and welcome to the big family.
Getting back to the deal there, man. I mean, Trump just declassified everything, no redaction, so all this. But the thing is, we're going to have to get the word out there what's going on because, you know, CNN, MSN, MSLSD, and ABC, all those characters, aren't going to report on it just like they haven't reported on the fact that the testimony in the Burisma investigation and trial that Hunter and Joe Biden were specifically named in that as receiving bribes. Have you heard a word of that anywhere else? No, you haven't, man. I mean,
I've only on Pollard.
This is so absolutely pathetic what is going on here. I mean, Carmel, I know Carmelita's seen it and stuff like that. I saw it in South America. I'm sure Virgil's seen it some too. But what we have going on here is absolutely a banana republic coup going on. And the people and Carmelita, correct me if I'm wrong. If you can bombard the populace, and it doesn't matter if it's America, Russia, China, pick a country, South America. If you bombard a populace with a fear-mongering or whatever you want to call it, bombard them daily, and it doesn't matter if it's true or not, but if they hear it over the news and hear it over the news and hear it, you can brainwash a population in 60 days, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then they came back. Then you can come out and go, look, here are the facts, man, da-da-da-da-da. This is wrong, this is wrong. And they will refuse to believe it because of the brainwashing that was going on. It almost has to do like they have to be deprogrammed like a cult or something. Am I wrong?
You're exactly right. That's why we have psychological. It's all psychological, and the brain works a certain way. I mean, it's just like us when we're watching the commercials on TV. Okay, we watch a commercial, we see the same commercial over and over and over again for a certain product. Okay, it's not that we need it, guys. It's not that we need. You know, we don't necessarily want it, okay? But we're looking at it, and it's constantly flashing before us over and over and over again. So what do? We go out and we buy it.
Right.
We go out and we get it.
Well, it's like the young lady I just mentioned. It's like the young lady I just mentioned to you guys who just now, she was telling us that she didn't realize she was brainwashed. I mean, she came to reality how bad she was, how bad, you know, her and her friends were brainwashed.
And she said it took her, she watched a certain movie. I have to go back and see which one it was. She watched that, and that made her snap. And then she started doing her own researching and everything. She was like, oh, my God, you know. And she was like, we got brainwashed badly, you know, and everything. So, but it's good to see these young people finally realizing this and coming out and, you know, and asking questions and everything. So, and I don't mind them asking me questions or and stuff like that. But, you know, we just got, like I told her, she was like, well, I'm getting overwhelmed with all this and everything. Oh, well, you don't want to do that. You just take your time and, you know, just digest it little by little and everything. But it's sad when the government's doing this type of experiments like that, you know.
Well, this isn't going all the way back.
This isn't an experiment, Joseph. This is a full-blown PSYOP, the largest one ever run in the history of the world, because it involved the whole world. But here, it's been specifically for one reason and one reason only, and everything that the deep state and these elitists has spent the last 50 years preparing and planning and putting together is falling apart right in their eyes. And like Carmelita said, there is going to be, and Virgil has said this too several times, if not more, they're going to do everything they can to have these mail-in votes. They're going to be fraud. They're going to do everything they can to slow the count down. That'll take it past January 20th, which is Inauguration Day, and that's when Pelosi is going to step in. And I'm telling you, people, some people say it's going to be short. Some say it's not going to be. I don't know what it's going to be. There's so many variables involved in how this can go. But
well, my
Carmelita was 100% right. We've been 100% right. Virgil had the carnage in the first 30 days is going to be absolutely unbelievable.
Here's my input on this. And I'm going to tell you what, Russell. I'm going to tell you what. If people did not see what is coming by the reporter asking the White House press secretary, does President Trump plan to pardon Obama? Okay, where in the fuck did that come from? Why did that come out of the fucking blue? What's going on with that? What's on the back burner with that shit?
Because Obama was briefed. He was briefed on all of this, and now since he has declassified everything, he started declassifying everything from Walter Reed while he was still in the hospital.
And if you notice, after that question got asked and answered, oh, buddy, this was like pouring the nitrous to a 454 short block Chevrolet. It just fucking took off.
Yeah,
after that question got asked.
And then you got
Michael Obama coming on TV with all of this
begging
bullshit
for votes
about this is racism, that is racism. I mean, this fucking transvestite faggot dick smoking motherfucker. I mean, that's all this bitch talks about on here.
And then we got
that cocksucker that came to Lafayette, Grandmaster Jay, with his bullshit.
Why don't you tell us about that, Virgil? I've been dying to hear that.
We're not giving Grandmaster any of those idiots any airtime. They don't deserve
it.
No.
Don't give them idiots a platform.
We ain't going to talk about them. They don't deserve any credit. They are the most pathetic specimens walking God's earth right now. And I'm not going to give them.
And you know what, guys? The race card's not working anymore. If you notice, it's not working anymore. I don't know if anybody's out there looking at the Latinos.
Let me tell you this. The people I had calling me Saturday, And I mean, my phone was blowing up because I got told to stay away from them. Me and several other people got told to stay away from them. We were asked politely to stay away from them. Okay. But the calls I was getting, if the state police and the Lafayette Parish Sheriff's Office would have went around that crew with a breathalyzer, they'd have arrested 40% of them. I mean, they said they reeked of alcohol. Reeked of alcohol.
Wait a minute. They reeked of alcohol and they had a weapon? You can't have a weapon on you if you have one drop of alcohol on your breath.
Exactly.
That's fucking illegal right there, dude. You will be arrested on point. If you can't have not one drop of alcohol if you have a firearm.
And the person that fired the shot, the person that fired the shot was a convicted felon. A member of the Black Panther Party. If you listen to Mr. Fitzgerald's speech, there's the new Black Panther Party. But they tried to distance this person away from the Black Panther Party. He fired two shots, one from a handgun, and then one discharge when an Iraq war veteran tackled him and disarmed him. And the shot ricocheted off the concrete, and a piece of the concrete hit somebody, and they thought they were shot. But it was. It was a shit show. It was a shit show.
Right.
All the
so
way.
So anyway,
and,
get back on
but
topic.
But this is just part of the distraction of everything with these riots, the COVID, everything. And here you got the media. One side of the media says this, one side of the media says that. And people are just throwing their hands up. They don't know what to believe. So basically,
right,
they're just fucking saying, fuck it, we give up.
Well,
you know,
well,
we give up on
the thing.
You know.
Here's the only thing that you need to remember on that. We have now 3 or 4 instances on video where felons were armed and assaulting people, having weapons in their possession. And let me tell you, you will not get arrested for that now unless you are a patriot. And if you are a patriot,
oh, but remember now, remember the McCloskeys got indicted. Remember, grand jury indicted them. Okay?
Yes,
they indicted them.
That's a rogue DA. And this is what Soros has been doing, and that's why they cut former Speaker Newt Gingrich off on what I forget what the black chick's name is on Fox News, Harris, something like that.
The one who says, "Oh, well, we're not going to discuss that."
Yeah, he's gone to all these cities and counties, and that's where they're miles ahead of us at. And Soros has pumped money into these local elections and has got a lot of these rogue DAs elected. And, I mean, the governor has already come out and said this is bullshit. If they get convicted, that he's going to pardon them, right? But here's the thing. They did absolutely nothing wrong. They were under threat. We now know that the rioters there had weapons, and they did absolutely nothing wrong, but they stood against the socialist movement, and now they're going to have to go through the process. Like I said, they will be found innocent, or the governor said they will. He will pardon them. But the fact is, they still have to go through the bullshit and extent to doing that. And if you're not a lawyer living in a multi-million-dollar home, that's going to wreck you, and you're probably going to end up sitting in jail.
Right.
I'm telling you right now, they're
Russell,
making law-abiding citizens criminals. That's what they're doing.
And Russell,
law-abiding citizens criminals.
I'd like for you to relay to the Texas boys that came down to Lafayette, Louisiana. Thank you. We welcome your help. And we appreciate everything you did down there, and we hope to see you again under better circumstances. But they had some Texas boys that came down there, and they were very much in control, And I'm pretty sure you know a couple of them. They'll testify too that a fair bit of these sorry son of a bitches were drunk, and there was the smell of marijuana on them and everything else. I mean, it was a shit show. It was a shit show.
That's
and,
all it is.
Me and like I said, me and several others, we received phone calls and text messages, and we were ordered politely not to go down there because there was definitely going to be a confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
There was definitely going to be a confrontation.
Wow.
Because and most of us were, you know, we're combat veterans, and we I had it all planned out. I mean, I was gonna walk up to the son of a bitch with a K-bar and throw it at him, and I was gonna get my straight razor out and say, okay, you can talk, let's walk the walk. Come on, let's do it. Let's
right.
dance.
That's
let's
why
dance,
they
don't
want you down there because they know you.
Exactly. Exactly.
They know you.
We need to be doing now, and it's something that we're working on with different factions throughout the country, is that we're going to have to put a force together, a formidable force, we're going to have to be ready to roll to D.C. to protect our president, what these fuckers are going to do.
I'm going to tell you what it's going to take for you to do that, Russell. It's going to take for somebody's husband to get killed, their child to get killed, their wife to get killed, their niece, their nephew, to some family member that's going to have to set it off. That's going to have to set it off to where they're going to say, well, we just don't give a fuck no more.
Well,
and that's what it's going
to
take.
Virgil, I've been talking to a lot of different factions throughout the country. For whatever reason, it is a lot of them came to me, contacted me, and I got involved with them on different levels and stuff like that. And let me tell you, it's not going to take that, man. These boys are chomping at the bit. They're like, we need to roll. We need to go now. They're tired of these tyrannical governors. They know. Now, some of them aren't great fans of the government or anything like that. I'm particularly not either. But I do believe this is the best form of government ever created by man. And if we were living by the Constitution, this would be a wonderful country. So we got to get back to that. But our Constitution has been walked on for decades. I do believe with all my heart and soul that if Nathan Hale or George Washington or any of those guys were to walk into this country today, they would go, what the fuck is going on here? You know?
Right. Right. So,
you know, I mean,
but you know what? I know. Yeah, I know.
And we talked about this plenty of times on that with the corruption, systemic corruption in the deep state. Elections do not get rid of the deep state. It's going to take a full reset.
No.
It's on us. It is on us, the American people, to make that happen. And I do believe that when the time comes, that there is a formidable force that's ready to roll to D.C., protect the White House, and call for the step down of these people and trials of the people, and
all
we
right.
have to try them ourselves.
And that's what I was just going
to
get into.
Well, to go back to an incident. You know, and you know, all of these guys out there, you know, and that come there and to these and stand up, you know, against, you know, counter protest and counter stand against these communists, these socialists, these we got to have everything free people and all of this kind of bullshit. You know, I commend them. But I'm gonna tell you who. Our long ranger is right now today, Kyle Rittenhouse, that young kid. I tell you what, I hope to God I can buy him his first legal beer. I swear to God, I'll do it. And I swear, he showed everybody. He showed everybody how it's done.
Yep. I think he's going
like
to get out pretty good.
And I'd like to mention somebody else. Russell's going to get off on this one. Okay. A Lance Corporal Green, who was stationed in Camp Lejeune, all right, heard gunshots outside of his apartment. Unarmed, ran out of his apartment and chased the shooter away. There was a victim lying down on the ground, was shot 3 times. He ran back inside of his apartment, grabbed his military pack, pulled out his first aid kit. He applied pressure bandages, dressing, and tourniquet to him and treated the man for shock until the first responders got there.
Mm-hmm.
For his actions, he was awarded a commendation medal, which is very rare in peacetime, by his commanders at Camp Lejeune.
Mm-hmm.
So this young man is 20 years old.
Wow.
20 years old. And if you look at the video, you know, Russell don't want to give these, but you got to look at the video, Russell. When those shots went off, okay, the only people that ran toward the shots were the right-wing militia. All the rest of them son of a bitches that were carrying these AK-47s with magazines a mile long on them and shotguns and every other little thing ran like a bunch of chickens from a fox.
Yeah. Yep.
If
I saw the video. Yep. They scattered.
And the only one, and well-trained ex-military, Negro, please.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got to say about it.
Is he ex-military?
Huh, do what?
He's ex-military?
He claims to be ex-military. No, he is not. There is no record of DD-214. There's no record of MOS. There's no record. There's no record of deployment. There is nothing. There is nothing. That video he made with that gun right there that he said he purchased in Germany in 1990, that was a complete lie. And I'm going to explain to everybody why it was a complete lie.
Just to
show simple-minded distraction. Simple-minded, ignorant people can be distracted. Just like you said, Russell, you know, you put enough bullshit across the media, people are going to buy it. Okay? And this guy is nothing but bullshit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He says he purchased a weapon in Germany in 1990. And then imported it back into the United States. Wrong lie. And I'm going to tell you why. The 1986 National Firearms Act prohibited the manufacture or importation of any type of military characteristic weapons in the United States for 10 years. For 10 years. Okay. Now, in order to import a firearm into the United States, even though it is not under a moratorium, if it was not, you would have to go through 6 months of paperwork that would cost you maybe $2,000 to bring that weapon in, unless it was a curio relic, which is World War II, World War I, whatever type of weapon, and it has to be semi-automatic. So the weapon he has in that video is not a bullpup, and it wasn't purchased in 1990. It is a DPMS Panther 223 rifle, which was brought into production after 1996 when the 10-year moratorium was up. So he is full of shit.
Right.
He is full of shit. He's a pathological
liar. You could be here right now. I'll tell you what. I'm sitting here right now listening to y'all, but I got mortar fire all around me. I shit you not. For 3 fucking weeks. Every day, man, they keep doing mortar fire, mortar fire, mortar fire. I'm sitting here trying to listen to you, and it's like explosion, explosion. I'm like,
wow.
It's annoying.
Well, guys,
it's
It is. And I tell you, I don't know, guys. I think we're middle of October.
Bottom line, Joseph, and I think I'm going to take the words right out of Gunny's mouth. You best keep your head on a swivel.
Mm-hmm.
You better get your shit together. You better get your tourniquets, your bandages, your ammo, everything that you can get.
You better start communicating
with people that are ready to get up and go ricky tick. Because I'm gonna tell you what, in 4 weeks you are gonna see more shit than if you went to a World's Fair that had a goat.
And I was just gonna say that. Thank you, Virgil. I was just gonna say that because right around the middle of October.
You guys talking about all this, I was doing this tonight. I was going through all my IVs, all my blood clot, all my shit, going through my field medical kit, everything, guys. I'm getting everything.
This is going to make the watch riots, the riots we had today, the Rodney King riots, all of this shit. This is going to make that look like a church social.
Right.
I'd just like to say this is going to be about winning hearts and minds. And so two to the chest, one to the head.
All right.
You want to know what, Gunny? When you just said that, and I'm not lying to you, because you said hearts and minds, right? I was looking down. I shit you not. I was looking down, and it says psychological warfare. Cywar are the basic aspects of modern psychological operations have been known by many other names or terms, including MISA, PSYOPs, political warfare, hearts and minds, and propaganda. You said hearts and minds. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. You said that?
Right.
Well, I'm going to tell you what about the psychological warfare. I'm going to tell y'all what about the psychological warfare. Let me tell you what. Get you a leather strap and put you a straight razor edge on those K-bars. And when you down them son of a bitches, and when all the fire is silent, walk up to them, and you scalp every one of them son of a bitches. And the next son of a bitches that come along and see them with that close shave, with that close haircut that you just gave them, it's gonna make their stomachs turn. It's gonna have a psychological warfare to it. Let me tell you something.
Right.
I did not sign, and Russell did not sign the Geneva Convention. As far as rules of engagement, you march through any place in my country with a fucking blue helmet on. Let me tell you what, you can have all the flak gear you want on, bulletproof vest, everything. All I've got to do is aim between your chin and your eyebrows. That bulletproof vest don't cover your head.
Right.
Here's something on that. If this does come to American soil, and it damn sure looks like it's going to, there will be no rules of engagement. And I think most of the populace of the United States are going to be collaborators because of cowards. And you know what? Collateral damage isn't necessarily a bad thing during times like that. So, I wouldn't lose too much sleep over that. But I just saw something that was breaking. This is off topic, but this is just breaking. It just hit my inbox. It says here, the story came from PJ Media, which is straight up good media outlet as far as truth and stuff. Grand jury indicts Netflix over lewd depiction of underage girls and cuties.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true. Texas did that today.
Yep, that came out today,
I don't know how you indict a company, but it's from PJ Media, so I would trust it. So,
and guess who's part of that company, guys? Guess who's part of that company?
Obama.
Obama. and Michelle Obama.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically, what everybody, what me and Gunny is telling y'all, and you better take it to heart. You got two choices in this. And I'm going to put it very plain and very simple where everybody can understand. You can either be the nail or you can be the hammer. Okay? You can be the nail or you can be the hammer.
I prefer
to
be the
hammer.
I'm
not
going
to be a nail.
Uh-huh. Right. Well, guys, it's that time. So, and everything, but we'll be back Thursday. And Carmelita, thank you for saving the show, hon. We appreciate that. And
no worries.
So
you
we'll
know,
big
know you can ask me. I will go
right,
on now
right.
Since I figured it out. I have no problem going on and helping out.
Just
Thursday,
just
I might I might be calling in off my pontoon boat after that hurricane hit. So it's gonna be a bad one, fellas.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, where's that thing supposed to hit?
The thing is supposed to hit between Lafayette and Baton Rouge, right next to my house.
Damn.
What? Next to your house?
I got to haul ass. I got to bring a load to Kansas tomorrow and haul ass back home and get home either Friday or Friday afternoon or early Saturday morning because it's gonna hit hard, but we got a generator, we got plenty of food and everything else, and we should make it. We survived Gustav.
Yeah,
Gustav did us the same thing. So.
Hey guys, did you hear this? Joe Biden increases lead over Trump in Michigan after debate.
Oh,
I don't believe
yes.
This poll.
He's been increasing his lead everywhere. Oh, yeah, he's been increasing his lead.
Yeah, I don't believe in that. I don't believe that 1 minute. I don't believe he's ahead.
Well,
so.
I'll tell you guys something you can believe. On a side note, before we shut the show down here, Matt. I was rolling through today and I was hungry, and so kind of out of character, I wanted a hamburger, so I pulled into Sonic today, and I don't generally drink soda pop or anything like that. I don't have much use for it, but I was having a hamburger and it sounded good, so I tried one, and let me tell you, Sonic now has a cherry chocolate Coke. And I tell you, in all honesty,
it sounds
nasty, but I tell you what, that thing will give you a chubby. That is the
best
thing to put in a cup in a while.
Yep. I had that. I tried that to hear about a week ago, and I was like, damn, give you a sugar rush, too.
I'm not going in and ask them for condoms.
So you want to talk about getting wired, that would get you wired right there, but it's good stuff. But anyway, we'll go ahead and close the show, guys, and we'll be back here Thursday and everything. So we'll see what happens, and y'all be safe and be careful out there.
Hey, you be safe as well. Hey, Gunny, you're good, right?
Always.
All right, I'm just making
– fighting on, you know me. I'm trying the best, but if anything goes foul, you guys will be the first thing to know. First people know.
All right, and Virgil, you're good.
Yeah.
Virgil,
oh yeah, we're good. We're good.
All right, guys. Good night. We'll see you all Thursday, and be safe out there.
Good night.
All right.